With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president announced the personnel decision on social media, saying he'll nominate Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace Noem. Her departure comes 2 days after she faced tough questioning from Republicans and Democrats during congressional testimony. Noem, who is the first cabinet secretary to leave during Donald Trump's second term, has faced waves of criticism as she's overseen the president's immigration crackdown, including the shooting deaths of two citizens in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans are invoking the war in Iran and the prospect of retaliatory terrorist attacks as they tee up votes on a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. Here's Bernie Bennett with more details.
The House already approved a DHS spending bill in January, but it faltered in the Senate as Democrats insisted on changes to immigration enforcement operations following the killing of Alex Pretty by Border Patrol officers in Minneapolis. As a result, funding for the department lapsed on February 14th. Republicans want Democrats to reconsider in the wake of the conflict in Iran. Democrats argue it's a cynical effort that will fail without changes to immigration enforcement operations. Votes are expected Thursday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Latin American nations must join the U.S. in going on offense against drug cartels.
America is prepared to take on these threats and go on the offense alone if necessary. However, it is our preference, and it is the goal of this conference, that in the interest of this neighborhood, we all do it together with you, with our neighbors and with our allies who are eager and willing and capable.
Hegseth spoke with defense officials from allied governments around the region as he offered a speech today at U.S. Southern Command in Miami. This is SRN News. A Texas fire department chaplain wins a big settlement. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The city of Austin dismissed Andrew Fox after he stated that men should not be allowed to play sports against women. He filed suit, and now the city has agreed to pay him $78,000 to settle the case. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Fox and released a statement saying, quote, "Everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment just for expressing a view with which the government disagrees." Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is ordering one of Manhattan's largest hospitals to resume providing sex change operations for children. NYU Langone stopped doing the procedures amid funding threats from the Trump administration. In a letter to the hospital, the Attorney General claims the hospital's decision violates the state's anti-discrimination laws by, quote, jeopardizing access to medically necessary health care. This is SRN News. Elon Musk has taken a stand at a shareholder trial over his Twitter stock.
The lawsuit accuses Musk of making false and misleading statements that drove down the stock price before he bought Twitter for $44 billion in 2022. The shareholders who filed the lawsuit sold their stock between May and October when Musk's purchase closed. When asked by the plaintiff's lawyer why he didn't tweet about his decision to buy Twitter and purchase stock, Musk said he didn't think it was quote-unquote material. Musk said he has bought stock in many companies and not posted about it. When he did post about it, Twitter's stock jumped 27% in 1 day, a figure Musk said sounded high. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the major indexes have taken a pounding today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 1,095 points. The NASDAQ is off 251. More from SRNnews.com.